When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us, though, to determine out of the three stories which one actually sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X or Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And if you're like most people, you're excited to hear Ted's effing opinion about this. Like I said, it's all to do with love and sex today. Love and sex. Let's start in China, where a 38-year-old man has been arrested for disguising himself as a woman to lure 1,600 men into sexual encounters, which he then secretly recorded and then distributed online.
Jesus.
Yeah, local police, they detained the suspect on charges of disseminating pornographic content. He'd gained notoriety on Chinese social media under the alias Uncle Red, while Thai users referred to him as Sister Hong, due to the name used on his online profiles. Authorities say the man regularly wore heavy makeup, wigs, long skirts to assume a female identity, luring unsuspecting men to his private residence. Once there, he installed hidden cameras to film the encounters without the victim's consent. In some cases, he also manipulated his voice to resemble that of a woman. Now, these videos were then uploaded to private groups online where users paid a subscription fee for access. Now, the suspect claimed to have filmed the sexual activity of more than 1,600 individuals. Some victims discovered the leaked footage and filed reports with authorities, while the perpetrator reportedly did not demand money from his victims directly. He would ask for small tokens such as, and I'm not making this up, milk or fruit or even cooking oil. Now, the case has sparked outrage across Chinese social media platforms. Despite police warnings against sharing the explicit material, many victims' faces continue to circulate online, with reports that several were identified by friends, family, or even fiancés. Now, under Chinese law, the distribution of porn carries a maximum sentence of 2 years in prison, but he might also face additional charges for violating the privacy and image rights of the individuals involved. 1,600 people upload them to the internet. Now we go to India, where a 55-year-old grandfather of three stands accused of eloping with the 22-year-old fiance of his teenage son and taking his family savings and gold jewelry with him. Shakil, a 55-year-old father of six from Rampur village in India, he recently shocked the family by running away with Aisha, the 22-year-old woman from a neighboring village who was initially supposed to marry his son. Now, according to Shabana, that is Shakil's wife, he had insisted on arranging the marriage of their son to this woman, despite her protest concerning financial reasons and her child's young age. His son is 17. Now, still, despite all of that and all the opposition, he remained adamant about the marriage until one day when he called from Delhi to tell his family that he married Aisha himself. His original wife said, quote, "The woman who was supposed to be my daughter-in-law has now become my husband's wife." Anyway, Shakil reportedly visited Aisha often under the pretext of making wedding preparations, but his wife claims to have suspected their affair from the very beginning. However, when she confronted her husband about it, he responded with verbal and even physical abuse. But still, the woman continued gathering evidence. And when he showed showed her son the text between her dad and his fiance, that's when the 17-year-old told his father, "The wedding is off." Well, last month, after leaving Delhi on a work-related business, the 55-year-old called his family, let them know that he had, in fact, married Aisha, his son's fiance. What he did not tell them was that he had also taken the family savings. Oh, yeah. So that's that situation. And then finally, we have a woman who was devastated when she found her husband was having an affair with her son's girlfriend. Now, the heartbroken mom admitted that their marriage had become, quote, somewhat stale over the years for many reasons. But when she inadvertently saw her husband's phone, she was left mortified at what was staring back at her. Their son's girlfriend and her husband had been exchanging X-rated messages, and she says she could not believe her eyes. They'd also been sharing mean and horrible things about her, said at her expense, and her husband had cruelly referred to as, quote, fat and old, and her son's girlfriend responded with LOL. Well, taking it to Reddit, the off my chest, the mom, 41, explained that her husband is 48 and that she was going to refer to him as Paul. Now, she said they've been married for nearly 20 years. They have two kids together and she referred to as Eric and Mary. She wrote, quote, my marriage with my husband has grown somewhat stale over the years for a myriad of reasons, such as his work schedule and how I've, quote, aged poorly since we first met. Our son, Eric, has a girlfriend, 18. Whom he's been dating since they were freshmen in high school. We'll call her Amy. Eric absolutely adores Amy. She's his first love, and she's someone I've always considered his family. This makes the whole situation emotionally excruciating for me. Last week, I inadvertently saw my husband's phone screen and got a glimpse of the text thread between my husband and our son's girlfriend. I froze in place in complete disbelief. I spent most of the day convincing myself that I must have misread what I saw. Then I also looked at his phone during opportune moments and saw more of their interactions. I wish I had never looked. They were filled with mean and horrible things said at my expense, with him constantly comparing me to her. He would call me fat and old, among other things, with Amy LOLing. Now, the woman said that she's always had paranoid feelings that her husband was cheating, but said she could never in a million years have fathomed something like this.
Okay. This one's tough.
It is tough.
But I've got my own theory on this one.
Okay.
All right. Now, the India situation, that's family. That is your son.
It is, yeah.
You just did that to your son. That was the person that he was supposed to marry, fixed or not. I don't know what the deal is, but...
Yeah, he was trying to arrange a marriage.
I'm not sure if the kid was devastated. I'm assuming maybe if he had feelings for her, he was. The woman, her husband, 20 years having an affair with their son's girlfriend. That kid's devastated.
The mom's devastated. Everything.
The people in China... Even though they did not know that they were being filmed, recorded, and that was going to be distributed online, voluntarily went to this person.
True.
No matter what, whether they were in a relationship or not, the guys that probably went who were not in a relationship, well, I'm sure it's not good, but it's not as bad as it would have been if you have a fiance or a wife or any of those things, right? But you made the decision
to go have sex
with this person.
Yeah.
All right? So that was something you did, and you did not know this person. It was not vindictive about a family member. Yes, you might have cheated on your spouse, whatever, but you still made that decision to do that.
Yeah. Okay, I agree with that.
So, in a weird way, I know it's 1,600 people.
God, that's a lot of people.
Which is an enormous number. That guy's going to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get his. But in this
instance... Was he wearing costumes?
Yeah, they said he put on a dress, he'd alter his voice somehow and all this. I mean,
I know that's ridiculous, but
there is a point where you realize it's not a woman.
After you know what.
Right. You see a penis, you go, oh, this is not a woman. So, because the way it reads, he lured them there under the guise that he's a woman. Okay? So I go to your house because you've convinced me you're a woman, you want to have sex and think, well, like I said, there's a point, like if I'm on video at that point, you see me probably pull back, punch the guy in the face and leave. Because you got to think, they had sex.
Mm-hmm. Something, right?
So whoever was there was like, I don't care, I'm down with it. And did their business.
Yeah, I mean, the Reddit one seems to suck the most.
Yeah.
It's also just, I mean, she just turned 18, so to me that's creepier. At least the other fiance is 22, and we don't know that he's known her since she was 14.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that one seems kind of grooming that girl, but yeah, I mean, I guess in this case, the guy in China, that
you have a good theory, Miles. Yeah,
I mean, gotta go there. That's the only way I can think about it.
They volunteered. Not
they
to be
went
video.
There. They did that on their own. They did not have to do that.
Yeah.
And they got themselves into it.
Even
where the kid doesn't know his dad's having sex with his girlfriend.
Nope.
Who he's been dating since he was a freshman in high school.
Freshman in high school, man.
So to me, that's a different level of dirty. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X or Instagram. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.